We now commence with the tafsir of Surah Al-Dhariyat, which is the 51 Surah of the Noble Quran. This Surah is a Makki Surah, which aims to entrench the pillar of Iman. It directs man to look at the power of Allah, the One All-Powerful Allah. And the Surah commences with a discussion about the winds which blow dust and convey ships in the ocean. That is what is referred to in the opening verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالذَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوًا فَالْحَامِلَاتِ وِقْرًا فَالْجَارِيَاتِ يُسْرًا فَالْمُقَسِّمَاتِ أَمْرًا. By the oath of the winds that scatter far and wide, then those that carry the burden, then those that move smoothly, and those that distribute at Allah's command. So Allah takes an oath at the winds. At first forceful and hot winds blow. From these winds, dust flies, clouds are formed, water is then formed in these winds. The weight of the clouds or the water in the clouds is then carried around with the wind. Before the water falls in the form of rain, then a gentle wind blows. This wind then distributes this water to the places in the quantity that is decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the reference to these verses. Different ulama have interpreted in different ways. وَالذَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوَى, I swear by those winds that scatter dust, then those clouds that bear loads, then those by those boats that sail with ease, then by those angels who distribute things. So this is some of the explanations. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, as well as Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, presented it. It explains that the four things that are mentioned refers to the wind, and others say that some of it refers to the angels. Nevertheless, we come to the objective in which it is stated, إِنَّمَا تُوَدُونَ لَصَادِقِ. Surely the promise that has been made to you is true. We've been promised, what have we been promised? We've been promised that Qiyamah will come. وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعٌ, and surely justice shall certainly be done. So the system of the winds, the rain, all of that gives testimony to the fact that the year after is a reality, and justice shall be met out. When even the winds in this world do not blow without a purpose and a goal, can it even be fathomable that such a massive factory like this universe is functioning without a purpose, without a goal? There is certainly some goal, some objective, something that is attached to all of this, and it is for man to look around and to realize the greater purpose that is to be attained. Moving further, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ. Allah then takes an oath by the heaven having a network, by the skies, or it could be translated as having paths, إِنَّكُمْ لَفِي قَوْلٍ مُخْتَلِفٍ, that you are certainly falling into matters of dispute. يُؤْفَكُ عَنْهُ مَنْ أُفِكُ, he who is turned away will abstain thereof. So what does this refer to? Allah refers to the skies as ذَاتُ الْحُبُكِ. Hubuk is the plural of habik, and it denotes thin, irregular lines or streaks on a fabric when woven. So the skies resemble tracks and pathways. So the ulama interpret this meaning that in this context, we look at the tracks. The pathway is referred to is that which is used by the angels to enter and to exit into the skies. Other ulama say that these orbits and planets and stars that are visible, these are what is being referred to. As the streaks of a woven fabric is its beauty, some ulama tend to interpret this verse by saying that by the heaven full of beauty, grace and magnificence and perfections. إِنَّكُمْ لَفِي قَوْلٍ مُخْتَلِفٍ, that you have different opinions, that you have contradictory opinions. The people of Makkah, the pagans, they had contradictory opinions about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some said he was a madman. Others said he was a sorcerer. Some said he was a poet. Some put other names to him. They couldn't even come to one name to call him. That is how disunited they were. They were basically clutching on straws. And they had contradictory statements about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah goes on to say, يُؤْفَكُ عَنْهُ مَنْ أُفِكُ. Turned away from this Quran is the one who turned away. What does this mean? That, referring to the Quran and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that only that person turns away from the Quran who has been destined to be deprived of the guidance. Only that person who turns away from the Quran is one who is really, it has been preordained that this person will be deprived of guidance. Or it could also mean that the one who turns away from the truth because of this difference of opinions. That there are those who say, no, this one has this opinion, this one has that opinion. So that's why the person gets disinterested. These people who have conjectured things, they become a deterrent. And therefore Allah says, قُتِلَ الْخَرَّاصُونَ. Slain are those who conjecture. Death be upon those who conjecture. Kharasun is the plural of kharas, which means one who estimates, who conjectures. And this refers to the stubborn and obstinate infidels who, without any reason or evidence, they gave certain names, linked certain things to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All lies. All had no basis to it whatsoever. So Allah outlines that these people, they have threaded a very, very dangerous path. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي غَمْرَةٍ سَاهُونَ. These are the ones who are in heedlessness, they have forgotten. They have lost their path. يَسْأَلُونَ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الدِّينَ. They are the ones who ask, when will the day of justice be? Despite all their conjecture, they still have the audacity to ask about the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. The day when they will be burnt in the fire. ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِتَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Taste the consequences of your mischief. This is what you've been harvesting. This is the answer that will be given to them. That remain patient for a little while. You want the day to come? Yes, it will come. The day will certainly come. But that day, what you are waiting for, that is the day when you will be told, but now taste the consequences of your actions. On that day, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونَ. The righteous ones will be in gardens and fountains. آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Taking what their sustainer gave to them. The doers of good on that day, they will be enjoying all that Allah had prepared for them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. That they were the doers of good before this. That they had engage, they fulfilled various good deeds, and now because of these good deeds, they will now enjoy the day of Qiyamah and all that comes after that. And what were the good deeds? كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. They used to sleep very little at night. وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. And in the hours of dawn, they used to seek the forgiveness of Allah. Meaning that the major part of the night was spent in the Tahajjud Salah. The ulama have mentioned, explaining this verse, that the verb yahja'un is taken from the verb huju, which means to sleep at night. And what this verse describes, the quality of the righteous believers, that they spend the night in voluntary worship of Allah. They sleep very little at night and remain awake during the greater part of the night. Sayyidina Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali had interpreted this verse in this particular manner, saying that it referred to those who engage in the ibadah during the night. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas and Qatada also had their opinions on this matter. The righteous perform voluntary salah and do not sleep during the night except little. In terms of the opinion of some of the ulama, some say that it doesn't only refer to the Tahajjud Salah, but even performing Salah between Maghrib and Isha. That, if you engage in that Salah, between Maghrib and Isha, which is the Awwabin Salah, you will attain the virtue of this verse, in which Allah praises those who remain dedicated to His worship. Sayyidina Hassan Basri has reported from Ahna bin Qais, who said that he once said that when I compared my deeds with those of the inmates of paradise, I found that they are a people who occupy a very high, lofty and elevated status. They are people whose deeds are incomparable. Our deeds cannot match theirs because they sleep very little at night and worship much. He says, when I compare my deeds with those of the inmates of Jahannam, I find that they give the lie to Allah and His Prophet and are skeptical of the year after from which Allah has protected us. Therefore, in comparison, our deeds match neither with those of the real inmates of paradise nor those of the inmates of Jahannam. So what we learn from this is that we need to at all time be on our guard. Like the hadith or the خَلَتُ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيَّةً, they have mixed good deeds with evil ones. And thus the best person amongst us is the one who at least remain within the class of the continuously analyzing. On one occasion, Ibn Zayd ibn Aslam said that a member of the tribe Banu Tamim said to his father, O Abu Usama, we do not find that qualities in us which Allah had mentioned describing كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَهْجَعُونَ, is to sleep very little night, because our position is quite contrary, that كَانُوا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا نَقُومُ قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, very little do we even stand in tahajjud during the night. And his father replied, تُوبَى لِمَنْ رَقَدَ إِذَا نَعِسَ وَاتَّقَ اللَّهِ إِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ, glad tidings for those who sleep away when he feels sleepy and exercise righteousness when he's awake, thus he does not do anything out of the boundaries of the Sharia. So this was the quality of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they would sleep very little at night. In fact, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhum reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuha an-nas, atimu at-ta'am, wasil al-arham, wafshu as-salam, wassallu bil-layli wan-nasu niyam. O people, feed the poor, join family ties, spread the greeting of salam, and perform salah in the dead of the night, and you will enter Jannah with ease. You will enter Jannah with ease. And that is what we're being advised towards in these verses, that the quality of the Sahaba is mentioned for us, so that we take heed, and that we are able to then follow suit in terms of our own conduct and how we conduct ourselves in terms in our worldly life as well as in matters beyond that. We now come towards the close of the segment. We're going to go for the markets.